Mike Phillips is probably unlike any other sax man you've heard or heard about. He's taken his cues from saxophone legend Grover Washington. He's toured with the likes of Stevie Wonder and Prince. But his creativity extends far beyond music. His latest CD, Uncommon Denominator, fits his career and his approach to life.
I will be a slave to my own voice, my own fingerprint. Now, I'll be influenced by the greats like Charlie Parker, Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Sonny Stitt, Duke Ellington, Ella. But then I have to take all of these things, put it in a pot, stir it around, and add my own individuality.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Mike Phillips.
Uncommon Denominator is that whole energy of also just listening to, you know, my soul and the voice that I know God has blessed me with, but also being influenced by other things.
You know, it's interesting too, Mike, from the beginning, you've taken this on as a career, not just a music career. I mean, all of the elements that shape Mike Phillips are far and away what is, I consider to be maybe on the cutting edge of what we'll see in the future. You've been interesting in how you've decided to take your career.
The musician thing is fine and it's great, but it's such a bigger vision. What I want to do is how Grover he influenced me. I want to be able to have a career that the next young cat that's 9 years old right now that's practicing. Sort of like I want to take up the mantle of Grover and George Howard and Art Porter and just influence other kids to not to be afraid to play their horn and attack the music seriously.
Unlike many musicians, you have found sponsors outside of the traditional musician sponsors. You have a long-standing commitment with Brand Jordan. For those that don't know, that's the clothing line, the offshoot of Michael Jordan's association with Nike. How did that come about, and tell us about it?
Well, I used to play national anthems all the time for sporting events. And a tape got back to Larry Miller and Howard White, the presidents of Brand Jordan, vice president, president. Howard White said, you know, watching me playing the anthem was like watching MJ play his first game and Marvin Gaye sing. When you look at lifestyle now, lifestyle is everything. And just the normal guy, the normal musician, trying to reach greatness is truly marketable. Just the association with the brand is really cool because it brings another breath of fresh air in for other musicians and other people that want to do something unconventional.
Let me ask you this. Let's get to the new project. I'm curious about one of the tunes on there. You have a song on there called Uptown on a Saturday Night. Any association with the movie?
You know, you're the first person that asked that. And that's one of my favorite movies, man.
Mine, but, too. That's why I asked.
Yeah. We wanted to name it that, but I wasn't sure about how we can legally get that done. So then I started thinking about this new Harlem Renaissance where people are going uptown now to enjoy themselves.
Uptown on a Saturday night.
So the vision of the song changed from the movie to now looking at this whole new Renaissance and business that's happening up in Harlem, and now, like, the title, you know, we don't have to go downtown. We can have fun uptown on a Saturday night right here in Harlem.
Heard about the party now, just east of Harlem.
One of the other interesting things that you've been able to do, and I would suspect as a musician, this must rank up there. You played with Prince on the Musicology Tour.
Wow, the greatest experience of my life, man.
This is just another one of God's gifts.
It's phenomenal the level of perfection that he wants to reach. Like, for instance, we would, after the show was over, we would, you know, take a shower, then come back to his room, do an after party like he always does, then go back to his room at 1 and watch the whole show on DVD to about 4 o'clock. Get our yellow pad and take notes and address those changes the next day in our show. It helps all of us. This is not just music. And that's why the show always grew. It grew to like a level that we didn't even understand it can grow, because Prince was always making sure that we were had our yellow pads and make sure we did the minor things like standing in the light, making sure our intonation was correct, making sure that the in-ear monitors were at a certain level, make sure that the lighting people didn't miss their cues. And I'm telling you, that dude is absolutely amazing.
Well, if surrounding yourself with great people is any indication of what you bring to the table, Mike, you've obviously done that on the new CD, too. We should say that you collaborate with other greats like Rex Rideout, who's been on the program here, Dwight
Rex
Seals, Jeff Lorber.
Yes.
Just many people. And the latest CD is Uncommon Denominator. And if you love good saxophone playing, like the tradition of his idols before him, Grover Washington and the late George Howard, Mike Phillips delivers. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you, man. And I'll get up with you soon, man.
Mike Phillips' latest CD is called Uncommon Denominator.